A fledgling attempt is made at an aid station to transform frustration and confusion into organization. Food, water, and other necessities are trickling into coastal villages directly hit by winds of more than 300 kilometers per hour. Francisco Oswa, his wife, and their five children rode out the storm at his mother's sturdier house next door.
The roofs all flew off. Our neighbors' homes collapsed. Then our house was destroyed. We're poor people. We need help here. We are out of food.
While Cebu's physical devastation is enormous, the human death toll is remarkably low. That is being attributed to most people following the mandatory evacuation orders. Figuring out where to shelter more than 20,000 households is the latest challenge for Don Andrio, an operations officer on assignment from the National Interior Department.
What we really need is temporary shelter, so a big help would be the used tarpaulins or big mats or any kind of plastic material that can sustain at least a day or two, especially because Philippines is a tropical country. We're expecting not just summer, but also rainy season, rainy days.
Under a blazing sun, children cluster by the roadside pleading hunger. A fortunate few receive handouts. Some officials dismiss these children as being exploited by perennially impoverished parents to take advantage of the sympathies of foreign aid workers. But for most families here, it has been a hand-to-mouth existence, even when not contending with the destruction from one of the world's most powerful storms. Steve Herman, VOA News, Don Bantian, in the Philippines.